Co-op. I want to talk tonight about a sort of alien but intergenerational mitzvah that appears in this week's parsha, Kitetzeh, the mitzvah of Yibum, and I'll explain what that is. I want to draw forth how I see that it is an intergenerational mitzvah and what we can learn from that. And then I want to do something I've wanted to do since we started Living Room Shabbat, but this is the week for it. This is the month. I'm going to turn to you guys and give you a discussion point to share with the people on your couch or chairs, and we'll just take a little time out of the service to discuss that as well.
FYI, I learned in Portland that it's not pronounced couch.
That's a street. Yeah, okay. See that? He's only been here a year and, 3 weeks?
I've been a dad now for 2 years.
There's
dad
jokes.
sorry.
Don't worry, they'll get to be, me will get to be my kids' ages, and you'll just get a raised eyebrow
That's right.
A really dad. But we're talking about family in this mitzvah, because Yibum is this peculiar mitzvah that when a man dies, a married man dies without having birthed a child, his wife was required, or rather his brother was required to marry the deceased brother's wife and to have a child through her, which would not be attributed to the living brother, but to the brother who had died. That is Yibum. And right away, some of you, rightly so, are thinking, ugh, yik, and worse. And so the Torah also provides chalitza, a ceremony involving a sandal and some spittle to get out of that duty. But at heart, the notion was that the dead brother still had a claim in this world, and that a child would carry on that person's legacy. And I find that piece of this peculiar mitzvah really powerful. We are living in a time where so often families are cut off even one from another, but here is a mitzvah which says that we are connected even through time beyond the grave. And it reminds us that not every biological parent is a parent, and not every father is the biological father. So there's something in there that's also profound. And I imagine this child born into the world never knowing his father in person, but knowing very well that he is named after that deceased person and that has been brought into the world to have a connection with someone not here anymore. And what would that have been like to be that child and to know your father primarily from the stories that were told to you? It's not so hard to imagine, because I think most of us have relatives we never met who impact us to this day. I don't use my middle name very much anymore, though I used to quite a lot. It's Keston. And I'm named after a guy, Dove Bear Keston, who lived several hundred years ago in the time of Napoleon. And he was a remarkable person. He was a Talmudic scholar, but he also decided that it was time to make Hebrew the language of everyday usage. And so he began to translate books into Hebrew, and at that time, that was absolutely forbidden to do. He translated, for example, Napoleon's Egyptian campaigns from the French, you could probably say that better than I, into the Hebrew, so that Jewish folks who only knew Hebrew or Yiddish would have access to contemporary history. And I learned from that relative three things that I think have really shaped and informed me. The first is that ultimately, here was a guy who really knew a lot of Talmud, but he said, Torah and Hebrew has to reach people. It has to somehow be connected to our lives. And so he translated contemporary issues into the language that our ancestors knew. But the other thing I learned from him, the other two more things, is that it's not enough to be relevant. You have to have some deep learning. We all are encouraged to know as much about our faith tradition and our culture as possible. It's so rewarding. And here was a deeply learned person who combined those two elements. And the third thing I learned, or that really propelled me, was that for me, Hebrew has always been a spiritual quest. And I'm not someone who knew a lot of Hebrew as a kid, right? I could make it through the prayer book eventually, certainly by the time I was in my mid-20s, but that was something I gained. It wasn't something I grew up in a Reform environment and I could decode, but I certainly didn't have familiarity. But I poured myself into my Hebrew studies, and I was probably the weakest Hebrew student when I began rabbinical school. And at the end, I was composing poetry in Hebrew, and I got my patur from Hebrew University, and at least at one point. So here's a man I never met who had a tremendous impact on me. And in a certain sense, I think that I'm sort of the outbirth of his yibum, of this way that we transmit the values and the person of someone down through time. So here's what I'm inviting you to do, is to spend 3 to 5 minutes, and we'll have some beautiful music playing very softly in the background, is to turn to one another and share a story of a person in your family who you never met, but whose story you know, someone who had an impact on you. Because that's the way, I think, for us, that we can make this ancient mitzvah of Yibum live again. So pour yourself something, have a notch, share a few moments in this, our living room. Shabbat Shalom.